mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 23rd day of May 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Dr. John Breeding, Texans for Safe Education, will be joining us to talk about the frontline fight right here in the front lines in Texas against the new freedom, forced drugging, forced psychological testing program now making its way through the states and towards your children. That's coming up in 30 minutes. Interesting article here, speaking of forced drugging, if they can engage in forced drugging, which is already happening to hundreds of thousands of children and adults. FDA considers implant device for depression, on the verge of approving it, and of course they will then forcibly implant it. You'll feel much better once you have the chip. You'll be one of us. That's out of the New York Times. Everything will be better once you have your chip. You'll be with the globalists. You'll be one of us. No more pain. You'll love global government. I mean, we've gotten to this point now. Another article here out of the New York Daily News. High-tech plan for shoppers. Hey, why not have RFID to buy and sell? Why not have a chip under your skin? It will prove that you're good. Interesting article. Scientists say sunshine may prevent cancer. Massive studies, I was aware of these, and the article says that it's not just one study, it's a whole gaggle, a whole squadron of them, shows that if you don't get sunshine, you get all sorts of cancer, including skin cancer. Now, if you get too much sun, you get skin cancer too, but less internal, more nasty cancers. The government tells you, don't get that sunshine. Stay indoors and watch the television set. That's the answer. So we'll be going over that, too. And really scary article here out of the London Independent that I want to spend a lot of time on. We're going to be having some guests on this week concerning it. When fed to rats, it affected their kidneys and blood counts, so what might it do to humans? We think you should be told. Detailed article. I have another report here. Rats' internal organs blood altered by GM corn. Monsanto, but it's been approved, and I hope you enjoy eating it. You see, the federal judges that get appointed by Democrats and Republicans to key courts over agribusiness and genetically engineered crops are former Monsanto employees. It's a revolving door. Of course, our defense secretary was with Monsanto and brought you wonderful things like aspartame when he was part of that company and its division, Searle. So we'll be going over this, the wonders of all that GM food. Hey, bug genes, insect genes, and your food is good for you, they say, but then you look at all the big studies, and it's real bad for you. But so what, ladies and gentlemen, so what? Just shut your mouth. Actually, open your mouth and enjoy the goodies. A WorldNet Daily article here, are illegals making the U.S. a leper colony? This is a real phenomenon. It's a public health threat. New York is endemic now, and nobody's noticed. Yes, all over the country, we're now seeing whooping cough, drug-resistant or immune tuberculosis, wet and dry leprosy. Wet's the type that spreads prodigiously. And we're also seeing even cholera in some areas. All sorts of wonderful new diseases. Why, if it's possible, malaria has even begun popping up in some areas of the Southwest. So enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the New World Order. Enjoy the plagues. It's good. It's good. Don't be against the New World Order. No, look at all the blessings it's bringing. You're going to lose your jobs. You're going to be forcibly drugged. Good.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Another big Monday lined up. 8 minutes into this transmission, second segment. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget Infowars.net or PrisonPlanet.tv. FDA considers implant device for depression. The Food and Drug Administration may soon approve a medical device that will be the first new treatment option for severely depressed patients in a generation, despite the misgivings of many experts who say there is little evidence that it works.
But once you have your brain implant, things will feel much better, we assure you.
We're not going to have to force you to take it like hundreds of thousands a year are forced to take the drugs, but that's okay. Once you have it, everything will be good.
The pacemaker-like device called a vagus nerve stimulator is surgically implanted in the upper chest, and its wires are threaded into the neck where it stimulates the nerve leading to the brain, directly piped into the brain. There's another one that goes right into the neck, into the brain itself. It has been approved since 1997 for the treatment of some epilepsy patients, and the drug agency has told the manufacturer that it now was approvable for severe depression that is resistant to other treatment. Now, again, medically, with medical doctors who deal with real facts and real evidence and real science, yes, it's helped with people that have epilepsy. Whenever you start to have a problem, it can basically short-circuit the brainstorm that accompanies, that leads into a seizure. That's medical doctors. But the psychiatrist, they aren't real doctors. They just magically tell you that you have a problem. They don't look at any real evidence. They don't look at any brain readings. They can't show you a tumor. They can't show you... No, it's pure quackery. We'll be talking to Dr. Breeding about that coming up in about 22 minutes, as well as the New Freedom Initiative. But I guarantee you, if they force hundreds of thousands, and that's now, of children and adults a year, and under New Freedom they say it's going to be millions that they force onto this stuff, I guarantee you they're going to force you onto this.
Now you're complaining now, strapped down, but after the surgery all the pain's going to be gone.
As more and more generations of this system develop,
this will give you unlimited enjoyment as long as you do what's desired of you by society and the government. Everything will be okay.
Remember that CBS news piece that I've aired so many times on the TV show? We played the audio here. A short clip of it is in Road to Tyranny, where the top futurists for the government's up there saying, this was 4 years ago,
yes, soon we'll all have little wires in our brains telling us to do what's required of us, to submit to the government.
I mean, they're actually saying this. The Army War College in 2000 said by 2020 we'll all have our chips, not just our chips for buying and selling, but chips that are connected to our brains. That's the Army says it. That'll be our new society. And they say a lot of people won't put up with it, but you're going to have it to live and be part of society. And they talk about how they're going to use the fad-driven Hollywood media to push it. Oh, they laugh at you. Ha, ha, ha. It's going to be good. So here's the article right here in front of me. Oh, it's so wonderful. So happy and good. This is the London Independent. There's a bunch of different reports out on this. There were studies back, what, 5-6 years ago almost, time's really flying, with Starlink corn. Remember it got into taco shells in a major chain and onto store shelves as well? And just in basic tests that were done, farm animals, pigs, namely, would not eat the shells. They would eat normal corn shells. With taco shells, with relish and enjoyment. They wouldn't get near Starlink corn shells. And so it was tested, and it found that it caused some major stomach problems and could trigger an autoimmune response in a large minority of people that ate it, just ate one of them. And Starlink had a type of engineered pesticide into it that supposedly wasn't bad for humans, it's just the bugs wouldn't eat it. Oh, the bugs won't eat the corn, but we should. The bugs won't eat it. The pigs won't eat it. Let's eat it. There's hardly anything a hog won't eat. And lots of this GM stuff. We've had the farmers on the show, but it's been in the scientific reports. They won't eat it. They won't eat a whole string of GM foods. What do the pigs and the cows know? And the goats know that we don't know. Well, there's been another major study done. This is in the Independent today. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When fed to rats, it affected their kidneys and blood counts. So what might it do to humans? We think you should know. And again, of all the animals' metabolic systems out there, we are the closest to the rodents. That's why they use them in medical experiments predominantly. The next closest creature is the hog, is the pig, the domesticated wild boar. That's why they implant pig corneas and pig intestines and pig lung parts and pig livers and pig hearts and all of that. The secret research we reveal today raises the potential health risk of genetically modified foods. Here, environmental editor Jeffrey Lean, who has led the paper's campaign on GM technology for the past 6 years, examines the new evidence, and he asks the questions that must concern us all. Why is Monsanto, the company, trying to sell GM corn to British and Europe, so reluctant to publish the full results of its alarming test on lab rats, its own studies. Why are our leaders so keen to buy the unproven technology against the wishes of consumers? And why is the man who first raised these concerns 6 years ago shunned by the scientific establishment and his former political masters? Well, they've done new studies on top of the old. And it gets in to Dr. Arpad Pazati, and it gets into the studies of it. And it shows what the genetically modified potatoes he was studying damaged the immune systems, brains, livers, and kidneys of rats. And to mention it briefly in a television program before his research was completed and published. Again, his crime had been to find disturbing evidence that GM potatoes he was studying damaged the immune systems, brains, livers, and kidneys of rats, and to mention it briefly in a television program before his research was completed and published. That was 6 years ago. Now major accompanying studies have been done. He was the boogeyman of the British scientific establishment, no less a figure than Lord May, then the government's chief scientific advisor, now president of the Royal Society, had accused him of violating every canon of scientific rectitude, close quote. And ministers and top scientists had gone after him to denounce him. His punishment was draconian. His research was stopped. His team disbanded and his data confiscated. You can link through to the story. He was ostracized by his colleagues, forced into retirement, and gagged for 7 months under a national security order, forbidden to defend his case. I was the first journalist to interview him at length, spending 6 hours with him. And he goes into his interview and how he was skeptical and how now there's all these different scientific reports from across the globe showing the same thing. I arrived very skeptical, the writer says, at his semi-detached house in the Granite City where he had worked for the prestigious Rowett Research Institute for 37 years with 2 handwritten pages of hostile questions, but I was surprised by what I found. For start, he proved to be no wild-eyed maverick, but the world's acknowledged top authority in his field, a small, vital, precise man with 270 papers to his name and a self-deprecating sense of humor. Far from a headline seeker, he was vehemently and bewildered a stranger to public controversy, cautious in his language, anxious to cross every scientific T before venturing a conclusion. Perhaps most surprising of all, he turned out to be, in his words, a very enthusiastic supporter of genetic modification who had fully expected his experiments, approved and funded by the government, to give it a clean bill of health. I was totally taken aback, he told me. I was absolutely confident that I would find that I wouldn't find anything. But the longer I spent on the experiments, the more uneasy I became. And that's because, the article goes on for 5 tiny type pages, what he found is that what we're now all learning, that scientists believe that genes only operated in 1 or 2 ways in a limited fashion. But if you look at plant DNA and human DNA, it's very similar. There are whole areas of the crystalline structure that they thought weren't used and are used, that literally program the proteins and the chemicals, the amino acids, almost in a random pattern whenever the genetic system is merged with its own species or in some cases with other species. And so they don't know what they're doing, and it's very, very dangerous. And when you change these foods, it gets into the body and wreaks absolute havoc. And I've got a whole bunch of scientific reports here in front of me, and the reason they're writing these articles now is he's been vindicated by other studies, by his own studies, by universities across the globe, but the mainstream media doesn't want to cover it. It's almost an open secret. So, folks, you just go ahead and you go eat the GM foods that pigs and cows won't eat and that bugs won't eat. Oh, we have a new GM food that the bugs won't eat. The stink bugs won't eat these tomatoes. For some reason, they don't like the cockroach gene we've added. This corn, the blackbirds won't come and eat it because we've added salmon genes to it. Isn't that wonderful? Why won't they eat it? Because they smell the death lurking in it. Their calls and a ton of news are straight ahead. Stay with us.
sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Cheryl, David, Carlos, Ralph, many others. Your calls are coming up instantly when we get into the next segment. But continuing with this article out of the London Independent, he gets into how after these published reports began to come out, which were never openly challenged, the government would just shut off all funding to these studies, that now 84% of Britons still say they will not eat genetically modified foods, and even the most pro-GM ministers admit there is no market for them. And the market's now falling apart here in the U.S. as well. Attention then moved away from the health benefits of genetically modified food, or the health effects of genetically modified food, to the infinitely stronger evidence emerging on the environmental impact of GM crops. How they, a corn plant, a maize plant,
canola plant will jump into weeds, oak trees. It's weird. Trees start growing weird appendages. I mean, it's bizarre, folks. Study after study reported in our pages show that genes escaped from them to breed super weeds and to contaminate organic and conventional produce. Finally, the government's own trials, widely expected to support GM crops, found that growing most of them damaged wildlife. The biotech companies, in stark contrast to their confidence before the start of the campaign, abandoned their plans to grow GM crops in Britain. 6 years ago, they were awaiting immediate government approval to grow 53 different varieties of them. Not one of these applications now remains, and no new one is expected to be made in the near future. Yeah, in France, when they tried to forcibly plant them, 5 years ago, there were riots just across the whole country. Once peaceful farmers burned government buildings, overturned cars, beat police up, burned GM crops that had been planted. I mean, the country was on fire, and it never even made it into U.S. news. It was all over European news. I mean, folks, it was bedlam. They went absolutely ape because they found out what was happening in the U.S. and Canada. Monsanto's even been caught with Mounties driving along in Canada throwing handfuls of these canola seeds out into the ditches, and then they will fly over with planes. This has even been in major publications here in the U.S., Percy Smyser, Case, and others. They fly over with planes and drop Roundup bombs on your property without a warrant. They would drop these gas bombs that would kill like 20-yard circle of plants, and if one plant was still alive, that meant some of their genetic information had jumped into your natural canola. Even if you had seed purchase records that you hadn't bought it from them, they would then sue you. They basically own the courts, and they would take your property. That happened all over the U.S., too. We interviewed many of the people who had their seed records, who didn't want these GM crops, but they would come out into your fields. They'd pull out 100 plants without asking. They mainly in the U.S. hire retired FBI agents. Without warrants, they criminally come on your land. They'll grab 100 plants. Monsanto will test every one of them. If they find any of their genetics in it, again, you can prove that it's your plant from the seed you bought, but that it was a second generation, that is the year before one of the plants you'd paid for, one of the seeds that was a natural seed line that you had paid for, then it pollinated, got some of the canola, as an example, that was growing in, say, a Monsanto field 5 miles away, brought there by the wind or birds or insects. That would get mixed in with the plant, because it's not like mammals where, you know, it's one man, one woman, or one bitch and one male. And by bitch, that's the name of a female dog. I'm not using that for sarcasm here. Or, you know, one dog and one vixen with foxes. The male's called a dog, the female a vixen. No, a plant can have hundreds, most varieties of plants, there's different types, but hundreds of different fathers, hundreds of different mothers. Well, the mother's the plant that grows the seeds, but you know where I'm going with this. Some plants pollinate themselves. So the point is that they could find less than 1% of their genetics in one of your plants and take everything you've got because they own the judges. It's unbelievable. And it is so bad for you. And then they try to confuse the issue with propaganda in college and in the public high schools. I've seen the textbooks. They try to confuse it. Why, George Washington Carver genetically engineered plants. Why, the Romans genetically engineered 2,000 years ago. This, we're doing nothing new. No. Taking one hardy vine of one grape and planting it and then grafting on other more tasty grapes that aren't as hardy, that's grafting. That's totally safe. That's not putting cockroach genes in tomatoes or grasshopper genes or human genes or pig genes or fish genes. Or George Washington Carver with hybrid vigor, hybridizing, mixing different species. Plants naturally did that. That's how God designed it. We just accelerated the process like breeding dogs or something. You're still taking the original data and just mixing it around. You're not adding some other species with it. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
all water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to keep Dr. John Breeding on hold just a few minutes to talk about the latest developments with the chilling New Freedom Initiative, the forced psychological testing and drugging, and how that even ties in with the FDA approving and now saying they want to use this sciatic nerve brain implant stimulator is basically what it is, and just so much craziness. But I promised we go to your calls. Let's go to a couple of those real fast, and we're going right to Dr. Breeding. Cheryl in California. Cheryl, welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was calling because of the medication issues and stuff. In the 80s, I was a child in foster care, and I was in foster care from age 5 to 18, and I was on medication. I was on Ritalin starting at 18 months old. And now at the age of 32, the court stepped into my life, and they told me that I was inappropriate to raise my children because I was a ward of the court, and because I raised my kids on the level system, which is the only thing I know, it was child abuse. And they put my children on several medications, the viral stimulator.
Well, that's what they do. They breed generations of people that are under their wings of darkness and literally then take your children. It'll be an endless cycle of wickedness. And let's go ahead and bring Dr. Breeding in, and then we'll continue with calls. But I went to Cheryl first because she told us this is what she was talking about. Dr. Breeding, the horror never ends, does it?
Well, That's really powerful what you're saying, Cheryl. And yeah, basically what we're talking about with this so-called New Freedom, it's one of these Orwellian doublespeak things, the New Freedom Commission, the President's Commission on Mental Health. It's basically a cradle to the grave program to involve people with the psychiatric system and to create a marketing program for the pharmaceutical industry. So we'll get into all that on the show. But yeah, it's cradle to grave, and Cheryl's example is exactly showing it. You know, she started as a baby. They're getting her children as babies. They're pushing her back into the system as an adult.
Yeah, 2 years ago they forced me to take 5 antipsychotics. One was Abilify, one was Trilipto, one was Neurontin, one was Effexor, one was Neurontin, one was Zyprexa, and I was on a cocktail of 5 of these at one time.
Well, let me go over this. 36
hours a day.
Cheryl, let me deal with this for a second because this is important. Over two-thirds of Texas foster children, two-thirds, this is what the government does when it has a captive audience, are on these drugs, some of them upwards of 17 drugs, according to WOAI TV investigation. Dr. Breeding has testified many times at the state legislature. And when he was there a few months ago, the doctor arguing for the state said these children are genetically defunct, literal Nazi talk, because of the families they come from, which is total poppycock. But this is what they do. And under New Freedom, all of your children will basically be in the social welfare system that is controlled by the drug companies. Dr. Breeding, we're talking about a tyranny that is literally on the same level as Aldous Huxley's Brave New World.
Yeah, first of all those so-called antipsychotic drugs that Cheryl's describing are proven to consistently cause permanent neurological damage in people who take them for a long time. So that's what we're doing, and we're giving them more and more to our children, too. And, yeah, it's...
I have kidney damage, liver damage. I have a hernia, hiatal hernia now. I have swallowing problems. I have bone deterioration. I have rheumatoid arthritis in my neck and back because of this.
How old are you?
I'm 32. I quit in June of 2004. I had to quit cold turkey because the Department of Mental Health had a six-month waiting list, and the emergency rooms wouldn't fill the prescriptions because they were toxic combinations. So I had to quit cold turkey, and in October...
Now, that's a key point.
Suicide.
I've read this before. Dr. Breeding, we hear about this.
Hold on, Cheryl.
Combinations the psychiatrist push... Once the person gets on welfare to have this paid for, the medical doctors look at the combinations and won't even prescribe it.
That's right. It's a travesty in terms of genuine health care, you know. But what's happening, and just what you described, Alex, is that the New Freedom Commission system is set up, and this is related to what we're fighting in the Texas legislature right now that we're going to talk about in a minute. But basically, they're creating a system where wherever you go to get help for your child, and not just for child, but it could be for your elder in a nursing home or wherever you go, whether it's food stamps, immunization, health screening, whatever it is, any of those places, they've set it up to where psychiatry has access, can then screen, which means they're going to find whatever and have more and more situations and more people where they can place on
these
drugs.
These are literal spider webs. I mean, young people, they tell you, oh, we'll give you a free tuition to go to college. And they go, but you got to go to mental health screening to get this.
Sometimes they won't even let you go to college because you're on the mental health medication, because I got kicked out of college for that. And I got a DUI for driving on the medication, going to visit my kids because the judge ordered me to drive.
Let me ask one more question, Cheryl. I'm going to have to move on, but let me ask one more question. You say you were 18 months old when they took you from your parents. What happened?
I was 5 years old when they took me. I was 18 months old when they put me on Ritalin. They put me on the Ritalin because I was walking too early and stuff like that. And my biological mother said that she couldn't take care of me, but now she has my 3 children, which are epileptic and ADHD, and they're talking about verbal stimulation on my children. And this
is that because you took the drugs while you were pregnant?
Yes. No, I did take the drugs during my first pregnancy with my 14-year-old, and I took them during my last pregnancy with my 6-year-old. And I was taking Tegretol and lithium with my 6-year-old, and he's very, very epileptic.
Which they love, because then it creates an even more of a damage group for them to feed on. Cheryl, I'm sorry.
Which is also another way they take your kids and make you live like they do, and
Cheryl,
then they don't pay for it.
I understand. It's horrible, and thank you for the call. I mean, Dr. Breeding, that's just one of the first callers that called in today, and it's not just her words. We have them admitting that in most states, over two-thirds of the children on these drugs.
Over two-thirds of the children on the drugs, and most of them on more than one. We've got Alea Gleason right up here in Pflugerville, who's been testifying with us and her parents, and they had her on about either 14 or 17 different drugs when they yanked her from her home as a result of a screening device in the middle school she was at up there, and turned into a nightmare. And it's just a very, very common tale. And
how this works is when they take your child and even the two-year-old toddler, thousands in the Florida system, when the toddler cries for mommy, that's called mental illness, and then they drug them.
It's totally about suppression. It's totally about taking normal expression and suppressing it.
But isn't that abnormal for a toddler to cry for their mother?
Well, it's pathological, yeah. It's
evil. I mean, that's unheard of for a baby to cry.
It's unheard of for a baby to cry or to get excited and then cry or to just be in great distress because they've been abandoned by their parents and yanked into a system with people they don't know. See, all these kids in foster care, but they have bad genes, according to psychiatry. Like,
now, let's go over. You have the actual AP article. You got this in the Associated Press. First off, in a quick definition, what is New Freedom? Then bring us up to speed with what happened at the last big hearings and now what the legislature in session is doing. Again, Texas is the front line. This is happening all over the country as they try to write laws to get the federal funds. Dr. Breeding?
Well, Texas is the front line because it all started with the Texas Medication Algorithm Project, which was developed in 1995 with major drug company funding going straight to the state of Texas.
And that's TMAP, TMAP for short.
TMAP for short. You have Pfizer donating $230,000, Janssen $220,000, Lilly $110,000. They then turn around and generate millions in just 1 year's sales by the fact that they get their protocols, they get their drug points in there in the algorithm. Then it's adopted by MHMR that all the doctors in the state system have to use it. All the doctors using Medicaid have to use it. Then they get their main profit points in there. And it started here in Texas. And there's this growing scandal. It's been in the latest investigative journalism is in Mother Jones magazine that just lays the whole thing out. But it's specifically a thing where the pharmaceutical industry got in bed with the state of Texas, or rather the other way around, state in Texas got in bed with the pharmaceutical industry, developed the protocols that support the pharmaceutical industry's main profit points. Then the same people who are on this commission, who are on this plate thing in Texas, and who were taking the drug company money and doing consultations with the drug companies and all that, got appointed to the President's New Freedom Commission. They then come up with these recommendations for the mental health system, which basically involve this cradle-to-grave access to people in the United States to make sure they get the services they need, including in the schools, including in the public health centers, including in the immunization programs, the food stamp programs, the elder care programs, you name it, cradle-to-grave. And it's driven by the same pharmaceutical dynamics and psychiatry in conjunction with that. So that's it. That's what drives it. And what they're doing now is they're attempting to codify in various states the language of New Freedom Commission. So we have been fighting a whole slew of bills. Your callers helped us a lot on House Bill 470 about a month ago. We killed that one. We killed 1703. We killed 1194. What's happened in the last week is in the Senate, they came up with this amendment from Dr. Kyle Janik, a doctor, to put on to this other bill that basically brought this language right back in there.
A whole new flotilla of legislation. And again, for those that miss what we said, the average, the national average, even worse in Texas and Massachusetts and other places, is over two-thirds of people in their custody, period. You know, a child gets beaten or whatever, they take the children, or they claim they got beaten, or they claim the mother can't take care of them. They put them on the drugs. The child then has problems, even more drugs. This is what they want to do. Now it's going to be for your children, that no matter how wealthy you are or how poor you are, it doesn't matter. And it's written by the drug companies. It's totally predatory. And you were there in the committee room, and it was in the Associated Press, Dr. Breeding, and you've got those quotes on your website. We've got it at InfoWars.com. When you and others raise the point, why are over two-thirds of people in your custody on these? Are you saying that's normal, that mental illness is in over two-thirds of people? And what did they say? It was incredible.
Well, the psychiatrist said it was due to a bad gene pool. If these kids in foster care were just sort of the dregs of genetics, and that's why they had so many problems. In that case, the legislators responded and we had success. And you, and like I said, your callers helped us a lot with that too, in terms of turning that particular bill.
By the way,
around.
Folks, the quote is in the Associated Press. They actually said Nazi quotes.
Yeah. Yeah, he actually said it. We got it, and most of the time they don't say it out loud, but that's how they operate. The belief system is basically that if people have problems, children have problems, family have problems, whatever, it's not due to social justice issues, it's not due to oppressive schools, it's not due to bad diet, it's not due to child abuse, it's not anything. It's due to biological or genetic defects. And that justifies giving them these toxic, dangerous, addictive drugs that sometimes cause death, often cause suicide, and calling it medicine. And what's happening is that there's this last effort in the legislature to get this stuff into the language. And
aren't the psychiatrists, Dr. Breeding, aren't the psychologists and psychiatrists, that is the mainline ones, aren't they really almost like a cult that operates for Big Pharma to go out, and now they've got the police being trained to force this on the public, and they're gearing up to force? I mean, this is literally kind of a THX-1138 type slave grip.
Well, the money flows ultimately come from the pharmaceutical. That's clear.
And how big an industry is that? I mean, isn't it?
But it's like a cult in the sense that it's a false belief system, you know, that says, you know, what's going on? Oh, it's a biological or genetic defect. Oh, therefore we can call an addictive drug that would otherwise get you in prison and medicine.
Yeah, your four-year-old is drinking four or five Coca-Colas a day full of sugar and caffeine, watching TV that they admit rewires the brain when they're young to screw them up. Major scientific studies, I mean hundreds of them. Your child's bouncing off the walls, watching violent TV. You wonder why they punch the other kid at the playground in the face. And instead, you call the police on your own child, and your child's gone, and at age 18, dies of a heart attack while in jail on 15 drugs.
Well, those scenarios happen, and they're all about avoiding confronting the fact
instead of spending time with your children, getting them off the Coca-Cola and the Twinkies.
And recognizing that we're in an out-of-control, oppressive, highly distressed society, and you got to take a lot of energy to protect your child from those forces.
Well, I mean, you're right, Dr. Breeding, because we've talked privately. Our society has gone totally nuts. And then they're telling the normal people that we're crazy.
And there's less and less normality, because basically what you've already got is about 15% of our school-age children on psychiatric drugs, 9, 10 million maybe. New Freedom wants to up that, because every time they go in and screen somewhere, they find that anywhere between 20 and 50% of the kids they screen need further treatment.
They're nets, scooping up fish.
It's scooping nets. They use the language that's saying it's about access, but really it's about recruitment and intrusion. So it's not New Freedom, it's New Intrusion. And this is why House Bill 2572, sponsored by Vicki Truitt in the House, is not so bad. It's just a little restructuring thing. But when it got over to the Senate, Kyle Janik amended Amendment 1, which basically is called the New Freedom Amendment, about child psychiatry and access to people in Texas. And so we're fighting in the last week here to try to derail this thing. We need calls to Representative Vicki Truitt. Her number is 463-0690, 463-0690, and say, hey, keep 2572 clean. Don't cooperate with what the Senate is trying to do with your bill.
They're in conference committee right now?
No, they're not yet, but we're preparing for that. That's 463-0690.
Okay, we'll give out the 512.
Kyle Janik is a doctor in the Senate who is sponsoring this New Freedom stuff. It's called Amendment 1 on House Bill 2572. Kyle Janik, 463-0117, 463-0117. And let him know that you do not want psychiatry in the mental health system to have access to people in this country from children to the grave. You want that amendment dead.
Okay, Dr. Breeding, please give out the 512 first and the number slowly.
Okay. Dr. Kyle Janik, in the Senate, 512-463-0117. 512-463-0117.
Wouldn't it be more effective to go right to the committee chairman?
It would be most effective right now to be contacting Janik in the Senate. In the House, it would be most effective to contact Vicki Truitt, 463-0690.
Health and Human Services Committee
in the Senate, but it's going to the whole Senate now. See, they already passed the thing out of their committee.
So everybody should call theirs.
Everybody should call their senators.
Yeah.
Janik is over in the Galveston area, but anybody anywhere, call the state senators right now and say 2572 is being badly shaped by this Amendment 1. We do not want this new freedom language in the state of Texas.
And, folks, we're not joking. I mean, the British Medical Journal has reported on it. The Associated Press has. It openly will allow them, by law, to force psychological testing from age 5 to 18. And this new language they're trying to pass in Illinois and Texas and everywhere else says everybody.
They're setting up an infrastructure. Basically, it says we're going to integrate behavioral health and physical health. So wherever you have physical health services, you're going to have psychiatry there. It's going to say you can have local authorities that can develop partnerships and coordinate with anywhere that a child is.
And it's federal bounties paying them to do this.
And this allows them to qualify for federal, they're called transformation incentive grants. How's that for more Orwellian speak?
Transformation incentive grants. Conversion slave system.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Dr. Breeding is going to be with us for the full next hour. And as soon as we start the next hour, we'll get David, Carlos, Ralph, Rhonda, and others that have been holding for a long time out of the way in rapid fire, give you a chance to speak. And if I'm ranting and raving, I mean, this is crazy. This is out of control. This is so Orwellian and Brave New World on its face. And my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, gets into the forced drugging at the very end of the film. We cover a wide spectrum of the data. So I hope you'll get Martial Law. It's my most powerful film, really a miniseries, 3 hours long on DVD, 2.5+ hours on VHS. Go to Infowars.com to read about the film, to watch half of it for free online, or to order it via the Safe Secure shopping cart. A lot of different specials we're running. Just go check them out for yourself. Read about the different specials at Infowars.com. Or call toll-free to get the new film or any of my films, and they can answer your questions there as well. 1-888-253-3139. I also carry two of Dr. Breeding's excellent books. One of them, The Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses, about what Ritalin and forced drugging is really all about. You can get that as well by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. There's a discount of about $10 if you get both of his books. 1-888-253-3139. Or read my book, Paul Watson's book, watch all 12 of my films, hundreds of my weekly TV reports, hundreds of audio interviews, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv, now into its 14th month, and just getting bigger and better every day, PrisonPlanet.tv, or 888-253-3139. So we'll go back to Dr. Breeding, we'll start the next hour, and then go straight to David and everybody else that's patiently holding. And then with Dr. Breeding, we'll get into just the insanity at all levels, the DU, the genetically modified foods, the forced drugging, just this culture of death, just the open practice of just anti-life, anti-freedom, anti-human dignity, and it's all billed as loving and good. But Dr. Breeding, again, for those that missed it, you've also got the number for the committee chairman in the Senate. That bill number, again, that should be dead on arrival but has a good chance of passing unless people call, and the name of the creature in the Senate that has reintroduced all of this slathering evil on top of a general spending bill.
The House Bill 2572, House Bill 2572, and it's Amendment 1 in the Senate that has the new freedom language in it. In the House, the bill sponsor is Vicki Truitt, 512-463-0690. Vicki Truitt, 512-463-0690. She needs to hear that we do not want the bill moving forward with that amendment.
We do not want to live in the Soviet Union on steroids. What about the pimp in the Senate?
Kyle Janik. He's from out in the Galveston area. He's a medical doctor. He's the sponsor of this thing. He's trying to get this new freedom language in. 512-463-0117. 512-463-0117. And he's doing it at both sides in the sense that on the one hand he's saying he doesn't want his kids screened in the schools, but then he's setting up an infrastructure that basically gives cradle-to-grave access to people.
Same story.
And then Jane Nelson is the committee chair in the Senate. 512-463-0112. 512-463-0112.
And that's the chairman of Health and Human Services?
Yeah, that's correct. And anybody else in the Senate, your particular senator, call them. This is happening right now, so just put in a word on that.
And we have a chance. I mean, we've beaten on so many anti-gun bills, so many brainwashing bills, so many toll road bills.
Oh, yeah, we got a chance on this. We've already killed several of them. You know, they snuck this one in at the last minute. You know, it's one of those things where they say, oh, I don't feel good about it.
Yeah, this isn't like the Imperial Senate where it's really hard to have an effect. In these regional governments, we have a better shot. Dr. Breeding, stay with us. Transmission continues.
Berkey, what?